Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He is displeased, unhappy with His creation or servant or human being, then different punishments descend upon that person. Different types and forms of punishments descend on that person. And most of all, and the most severe punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down on a person, it is a big punishment, such a big punishment that the worst of the disobedient who've passed in history, Fir'aun, and those who were extremely disobedient of Allah, for those people, they attain these punishments. They have received these punishments. Now imagine how bad is that punishment for those people. And what is the punishment? Allah Ta'ala, for that man or for that woman, upon that man or that woman, Allah Ta'ala's displeasure, and the punishment for Allah Ta'ala's displeasure that Allah Ta'ala gives to that man or woman, is that that person's nafs, that person becomes, he falls prey to his nafs and shaitan. This is the biggest punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan and nafs, Allah Ta'ala assigns that person to shaitan and nafs. The man, the woman, the human being becomes the servant, the slave of his or her nafs. And that person's desires become his lord, his god. Every action he does according to his nafs. Allah's ahkams, Allah's orders, Allah's instructions, Allah's desire for that person is nothing at all. Nothing at all. So this is the biggest punishment of Allah. If we see this, that when a human being starts to follow his desires, when he starts to obey his desires and follow his whims and opinions, then consider that person is extremely, you can say, immersed in the punishment that Allah Ta'ala has meted out to him or her. And why does a person receive this punishment? Why does a person receive this punishment? For saving that person from the adab. That's why we are sat here now at this moment in time, to save ourselves from that adab. Tasawwuf, the science of tasawwuf, the subject of the tasawwuf, I'm explaining to you the innermost education of tasawwuf. Because tasawwuf today is about kashf and visions and dreams, but this is not the case. It's not about kashf or karamat or being a pious person or a wali, no. The reason that we are gathered together is for this purpose, that may Allah Ta'ala send His grace and mercy on us, that the biggest adab, Allah's adab, may Allah Ta'ala not make us fall prey to our own nafs. Because when an individual falls prey to his or her own nafs, then destruction ensues. And you look at that person outwardly, he looks happily and fine. Even Fir'aun, he externally looked fine. He was happy and rich and slaves and servants and enjoyment. But all of his paths were the paths of unlawfulness. And they were the actions of seeking Allah's displeasure. Fir'aun. So this cannot be happiness, that if a person is displeasing Allah and doing an action to displease Allah, even if you have got 1 million as a result of displeasing Allah, that's a sin. Even if 5 pence comes due to displeasing Allah, that is also a sin. So it's not on quantity, rather we need to see what action displeases Allah. Which action displeases Allah? If something displeases Allah, that for example, if we do something against the will of Allah, that is then going to earn the displeasure of Allah. So this is a sign that a human being who slowly, slowly, gradually, when he's implementing actions against Allah's instructions, he doesn't even realize or recognize or feel that I'm doing something bad or I'm sinning, I'm doing something wrong. And Allah Ta'ala then doesn't allow that individual to become aware, because Allah Ta'ala is severely unhappy with that person. So the highest grade of punishment is that person then starts to play with his nafs, and all haram actions give him enjoyment. Haram is what? The definition of haram, unlawful actions, are those actions that are against the order of Allah. That becomes haram. Haram, any action. Any action. And he doesn't even realize. Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow that person to realize. And after that, there's big adab waiting for that person. severe and strong punishments then are descending on that person. What's the reason for Allah Ta'ala's displeasure and for the big adab, for the big punishment? What's the reason? The root cause is one. That Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Qur'an, Allah has mentioned clearly in the Qur'an. And what is that? That when a human being, when a person turns his attention away from his Rabb, from Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah's hukam order is this, that always the human being, the right haqq on a human being is that every moment, every breath should be paying attention to Allah. This is the standard of ours, my friends. This is our standard. That the human being, the connection between the human being and Allah, the link between the human being and Allah is such that the human being, خَلَقَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلِلَّهِ لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says that I created man and jinn for one purpose. The pious elders have stated, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is the definition. Not a second should pass when a person is ignorant or negligent in the remembrance of his Lord. Not one breath should be exhaled when he is not paying attention to his Rabb. Or focus on Rabb. This is life in reality. How far are the human beings from their destinations today? When this feeling is not within us, doesn't exist around us, then a person doesn't have the link with Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala is displeased with that person. Becomes displeased with that person. And because we are living in this dunya, and there are many attractions that turn our faces and our minds and hearts away from Allah, then we need to make effort. And we need to attain our maqsad. And we need to totally, 100%, every second, every breath should be spent in the focused on Allah. Take the example that if you want to meet somebody who is for important person, high status person, a king or a leader, and we have got an appointment to see that person, and he is going to give us something, allot us some plots or some money or some wealth, or we need to present our issues to him so that we can make some rizq, or we want to present a requirement for a job, or he's going to give us a house or something. The king distributes and he's given us a date, an appointment to meet him. So now, as long as we're waiting for that appointment, from that day when we know the appointment is set, we'll start thinking, oh, I've got to go meet the king on this day, I'm going to get some food, or I'm going to get a job, I'll get my service issued to me, I'll get everything from there, I will attain from there. So every second, every moment, every hour, we'll be thinking about that due appointment. We'll be thinking about it, preparing for it, planning for it. So now the human being is the creation of Allah. And we have a stronger link with Allah than this example I gave to you. Because Allah gives everything to us. Is there anyone else who gives to us? Because we are totally 100% dependent on Allah. Allah gives everything. So then why do we turn our focus away from our Malik, Allah? If we don't ask from our Malik, if we don't know how to ask, the best way to ask is that we should focus 100% on Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Allah is Khabir and Basir. Allah knows all our needs. We don't need to say anything to Allah. He knows. We don't, and the reason why we are not connected, we say that our du'as are not accepted for this reason, they're not accepted because we are not focused on Allah and we are not asking in the right way. So even if you don't make du'a, but if you're focused on Allah, if you're paying attention to Allah and you're remembering Allah, and not a second are you ignorant of Allah, and the question doesn't arise that your needs will not be fulfilled. Even if you're not doing du'a, you don't need to ask. Automatically you'll get. And even if you don't get what you want, then Allah will keep you satisfied. Such a desire, you want something, you're not getting it, then Allah will not allow you to be distressed. Allah will keep you satisfied and content and happy, at peace. So this is tasawwuf, that every second a person's thoughts and focus should be on Allah. And if we have not reached to this destination, then Allah will be unhappy with us. Allah will be unhappy with us. And this is the tariqah Allah has given to us, very easy method. Very simple method. We have the heart, our hearts, and we can focus and turn our hearts to Allah. And if we turn and focus our hearts to Allah, then we need to present our hearts to Allah. That's it. That's it. Don't let your focus turn away from Allah. And a person with the fadl of Allah, he becomes so attached with Allah. Allah makes it so easy that every second and moment, then the human being is turning towards Allah, focusing on Allah, paying attention to Allah, thinking about Allah. Every moment, every second. For this we need to make effort. A person needs to make effort because we are living in a temporary world, attractive world, full of glow and glitter, and and luxuries, but we need to make effort. And if we want to attain our destination, the true destination, then we need to mold our hearts that every moment the thought of Allah is in our heart. Every moment the thought of Allah is in our heart. The first stage for this, if we see this, if you go to a teacher, when a student goes to a teacher and learns, the first stage, all the effects become apparent. That how sadiq is this student. And this first step is called fanaful sheikh. Totally being occupied and immersed and busy with the sheikh's attention. The Pai Salaf stated that a person becomes fanaful sheikh. Sometimes he's looking in the mirror, he's looking at his face, but he can see his sheikh. So he can't see his own appearance. And when this is the initiation of the tasawwuf, if the journey to Allah, this is the first step, then imagine the person when he gets to Allah. When he sees the tajaliyat-e Rabbani, then he's lost in Allah Ta'ala's presence. And imagine how great the life is of that person. What a beautiful life it becomes for that individual. So my friends, this is the dhikr of Allah. This is the reason we do dhikr. The objective of doing dhikr is that we have learned dhikr. Every moment, every second, pay attention. Focus on your heart. And this is the greatest method, maraqaba, to become fana, to become totally immersed in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. All our disputes, you see all around us, all the sins we commit and shaitani actions. Nafs, our base desires, makes us do this. Nafs does this. What else makes us do this? Yes, that all of the results of bad actions are due to the nafs. So when a person starts to pay attention to Allah, then the nafs disappears. Then that man conquers his desires. He controls his base desires. Then how will he commit wrong actions, bad actions? He won't. So the best cure, the best cure to save ourselves from Allah's disobedience is that every second, every moment, the human being should be putting his heart in front of him and putting Allah's remembrance into his heart. And we should make this a solid lesson, a regular lesson, so that Allah, Ya Allah, that's all we're doing. Remembering Allah and nothing else. So great pious elders, their lives, the examples of this are in front of us, who made effort. Our pious elder of Silsana Naqshband, of the Naqshbandi order, when he used to sit to remember Allah, after Isha, he used to start maraqaba, dhikr, in the heart, and then he would be totally immersed and occupied in the remembrance of Allah, that he would forget everything else around him. And even then for salah, he would have to be, you can say, sort of pushed and given ashad, that salah times come, because this is the greatest ibadah, that a person's totally immersed in Allah's remembrance. If you're praying salah, and if you're not focusing on Allah, then your salah becomes a waste, doesn't it? So the greatest ibadah for a human being is totally 100% attention and focus on Allah. It's the greatest ibadah. This is how much we should be occupied in Allah's remembrance. So this is not difficult. Allah Ta'ala, if He's given us this as the best solution, then it's easy. Most verily it's easy. But because we don't make effort, we think it's hard. We haven't gone towards this practice. So if you do maraqbah for a little while, you've remembered Allah in your heart. And then you're focused on your heart with the fadl of Allah. And a person becomes habitual. Tell me, dhikr, when we sit in dhikr, when we remember Allah, in those moments, very seldom does something of the dunya come into the heart, isn't it? Very seldom, very few thoughts. Maybe some thoughts have come because nafs is there, or thoughts are wandering around and thinking. But in comparison to that, when a person is not remembering Allah at all, the difference in the two, you say, conditions is that the gap between the heavens and the earth. So when a person can always try to remember Allah in his heart, and he keeps on doing Allah, 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 and he's focusing on his heart and connecting it to Allah, then that person will become light and will float easily. So we should make effort with regards to this. And this is our real purpose, that we need to eliminate nafs, shaitan, save ourselves from the tricks of shaitan and sins. Because when a person starts to go towards sin and nafs and desires, then focus 100% on Allah and seek Allah's nearness and pay attention to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.